Joining us this morning from Colorado Springs, Office of Emergency Management, Gordon Brenner is here. Gordon, it's great to see you.
Great to be here, Renee.
So glad to have you here. And we've already seen some significant snowfall. I mean, what? I think I got like 6 to 8 inches at my house the other day. Did you guys get a lot?
Yeah, and it's been great. It's good to get some moisture in. It's good to have some, you know, snow. It gets us into the mood of the season, I guess.
Absolutely.
It also gives us a chance to think, wow,
am I ready for it? Yeah. So you've brought some tips today on getting ready for winter, and we're more looking at the car, right? Your vehicle.
Yeah, I want to talk about vehicle safety for the winter and getting ready. My friends, I've had people, including my wife, for example, first snowfall, and they go, gosh, where's my window scraper? It's usually in the trunk or somewhere in the garage.
Or in the house, buried under something.
So if you haven't found it yet, go find your window scraper. Yeah. You're going to really need it. We've got an El Nino predicted for this winter, so we're hoping that we're going to get some moisture across Colorado. It'll really help us out.
Yeah, we need it.
But for your vehicle, we need to talk about a few things. First of all, man, look at your tires. You know, we've had a couple of mild winters right in a row, and you might have let your tires just kind of roll on through, pun intended there.
Yeah.
But check and see if you got enough tread on them. And a lot of the tire places that you go to, they'll come out and measure it for you, let you know. Make sure that you got the right tires for the winter.
Absolutely.
Our main concern here really a lot of the times is ice.
Yeah.
That, you know, the snow will fall during the day, during the evening, it'll melt off a little bit. We'll get that skim of ice on the road, on the bridges. Make sure you've got the right tires.
Absolutely. Well, and I heard there's also like a coin test, a quarter test you can do too.
Yeah, it's the top of Lincoln's head on the penny.
Okay.
But that's not quite enough for winter.
No.
You want Lincoln's head to be more covered, let's put it that way. So that's why I recommend going to a tire shop.
Perfect.
And have them look at it. And look at all weather tires, especially for the winter time. You might want snow tires, that's perfectly fine here. But all weather tires are probably more than sufficient.
The other thing is the windows, and you've seen it, I've seen it, and I know we need to keep our windows clear, but I have literally seen cars going down the road where they haven't cleared the full windshield or the back window. They've just cleared, like, say, their side, and they haven't cleared off the side windows either.
Right. It's like they're driving down the road with a porthole in front of them. They can't see you. They can barely see out of the car, period. And that is, first of all, it's illegal, but it's exceptionally dangerous.
Yeah.
Clear your windows. Just scrape them all off. Take that extra time. If you're going to be a little bit late for work, it's better to be safe. But the other thing is, if we're expecting snow, just get up a little bit early the next morning so you can clear them. The other thing to think about, though, is all that snow on top of your vehicle. When I lived in Germany, it was actually illegal to leave snow on
top
the vehicle.
Of your vehicle.
Right. You had to go out and brush it all off.
Because it's going to blow onto the car behind you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's best to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been behind that person cruising down the road, and there's a blizzard coming off of their vehicle, and you can't see very well.
Right.
So it's being courteous to others. It's really helping to make it safe out there.
And also probably a good cleaning of the inside of the windows doesn't hurt either.
You know, we get that film on the inside. The cars are so tight now, which is good. It keeps the heat or the cold in there, depending on the season. But you end up with that skim in there. So I keep a package of window wipes in my vehicle. And,
good idea.
You know, because I don't pay attention to it as closely as I should. And then I'll be driving down the road and it'll get light right in the face and go, gosh, I can't see out of there very well.
Right.
And it gives you a chance to just clean them off. Get that stuff off the inside so you can see real well.
Now let's talk about parts of the engine like antifreeze.
Antifreeze. Yeah, you need to get that checked every once in a while. If you take your car in for an oil change, ask them to do a check on your antifreeze and make sure that it's in good shape. It needs to be changed every once in a while, and look at your owner's manual to see how often your vehicle is supposed to do that. And you can either pay for somebody to do it, or you can do it yourself. Just remember to take that material, that antifreeze, out to a proper disposal site. The other thing to check, though, when you're doing that is make sure all the hoses coming off of the radiator in the cooling system in general are in good shape, because a lot of times you'll change your antifreeze and then a hose will blow and now you're putting more antifreeze in.
Absolutely. And don't forget the blue fluid as well.
Oh my gosh,
we've all been in that situation where you think you have blue fluid and all of a sudden the splash back and you're like, I can't see.
That's right.
And you're off on the side of the road taking like snow and like, what?
I had that happen Saturday, as a matter of fact, in my truck. I thought I had an indicator light. Apparently, I don't.
Oh, no. And there's Gordon. Snow wiping off the windshield.
Off my windshield. That's right.
Yeah. So check the blue fluid.
Yep.
And unfortunately, I know you guys have all of these tips on your website. But before we go, we do need to talk about, I think, having a safety kit in your car, because we have, Gordon, here in the Springs and surrounding areas, we've had those blowing snow, blizzard conditions, and people get stranded.
You know, and you can even get stranded near the city.
Yeah.
Having a safety kit, blanket in your car, some food, power bars, things like that, some water. My wife and I keep water in the vehicle. Just things to get you by until you can get going again. Mm-hmm. We CDOT and the Colorado Springs Streets Department, all of them work hard to get the roads cleared. They get out to you, but you need to be able to take care of yourself for a little while in case something happens.
Absolutely. And Gordon, like I said, I know you guys have all these tips and a lot more on the website that people can go get ready for winter. And what is the website?
Yeah, go to our website, csready.org. And when you go on there, we have something right now called the Winter Weather Hub. And it gives you all the information, Renee, you and I have been talking about. Even more.
Yeah, we didn't have a chance to cover everything today, but I appreciate it, Gordon. Always great having you guys come in. And next month, we'll be talking about the holidays.
That's right. Gifts for emergency management.
Love it. Okay, Gordon Brenner, Colorado Springs Office of Emergency Management. Thank you so much for all those tips. And again, the website is csready.org. It is now 7:43 at KRDO's Morning News.